On February 24th, Ottawa City Council carried out a motion to have Mayor Jim Watson write a letter to the Minister of Environment and Climate Change, urging for the strengthening of National Historic Sites. The motion was brought to Council by Councillor Matthew Fleury and seconded by Councillor Catherine McKenney and was unanimously carried. It came after multiple discussions and calls from organizations over the years. The recurring discussions on the authority and building plans of Chateau Laurier underscored this issue. Here's Councillor Fleury on the issue brought to the table by the Chateau Laurier discussions.
It is a National Historic Site. We looked at all of the provisions and authorities relating to that and felt that they were failing us a bit. They were falling short, and Council certainly on that point agrees that National Historic Sites do need proper protection and proper oversight by the government who names it a National Site. It's important to say National Historic Sites are found across the country. They are at times publicly owned and at times privately owned. I don't doubt that the public ones are properly maintained and invested in and safeguarded. I question those that are in the private sphere, and this is an example of that, right? Where, look, there should have been a panel of experts at the national level looking at this and saying, okay, what does that mean for a capital city? What does that mean for one of the most iconic buildings in the country? The intended outcome is that the 740 National Historic Sites, there's only a few that out of that, there's about one-third that are owned by the federal government. The rest are in the private sector mainly. So we have about 500 of those sites that are across Canada, nationally protected, but there's no oversight, there's no approval regime for what they mean or if there are changes to those properties. And that has significant impact. The Chateau Laurier is the local one.
Heritage Ottawa has played a significant role in approving and disapproving certain building plans to the site that they felt did not meet heritage guidelines. Here is David Fleming, former president of Heritage Ottawa, on the Chateau Laurier building plans.
Owners of properties, whether they're designated or not, have a right to renovate and to build additions. And what they have to do is follow certain guidelines. Now, we felt when the first five proposals for an addition to the Chateau Laurier came up that they didn't meet these standards and guidelines. In the case of the Chateau Laurier, the federal government under the National Capital Commission felt that the Chateau Laurier was an important enough building that 10 years ago they did design guidelines for possible addition to the hotel. And then when the additions were proposed, they just felt that they couldn't intervene and that it was a municipal affair. So they just bailed on it, which was unfortunate. We just want to get protection for federally designated heritage properties in Canada. If they're important enough to be designated as part of our cultural history, then there should be some protection. There's always the feeling that all they have to do is declare it a National Historic Site and it's automatically protected, but there isn't any legislative protection for them at all.
I think it's an important consideration that the Minister of Environment and Climate Change needs to consider, because they're also responsible for Parks Canada, and the responsibility of that is of these sites are quite important for where we've come from as a country and where we're going, and we don't want to abandon those nationally renowned sites who have a range of local interests, but they also have obviously national interests as well.
For CHUO-FM, I'm Lauren Alston.